I guess we are here. We are on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. We can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. You never know, your idea might be the one that actually works. You can access me all over the place. Aramac on the YouTube channel, geoengineering.org, www.minds.com/Brian396, augmentandforce.com. Check out the sites and download the information there, YouTube channel, and so on. Feel free to find me anywhere, any place, anytime, talking about just about anything of any importance that could possibly save your life. You never know. I've been on a theme about mind control and about frequencies and about, you know, cell phones and brain hacking and all kinds of stuff that we've been talking about in the current day and time, and how we have been, you know, an experiment or a modification of exploitations of all kinds. You guys can hear that, eh? Now, what you might be hearing in the background is I got some new tech. I've been working on the block frequencies. It works pretty good, but sometimes the phone, and I'm about 10, 15 feet away, and the phone can pick it up. I've been talking about all these things, and what I decided to do, I put a bunch of links on the in the chat room, and some of them are sci-fi, some of them are data, stuff on sound genetics, some on the cell phone programming, military admitting to the fact that they are programming you all now with cell phones. The big thing, a lot of you are going to get upset at this, but you got to hear it. The big Trojan horse right now are your pets. Between your pets and your cell phone and a whole bunch of other stuff that you're not even conscious of, just do things out of, you know, habit or whatever, they have basically put Trojan horses all around you, with you, and about you. A lot of you have pets, dogs and cats, you know, and I get that. You know, and you love your animals to death, and I get that too. But did you know they have injected live parasites in your dogs? Did you know that they've injected live viruses in your dogs and your cats, both? Did you know that? Did you know that those viruses and parasites are transferable to people? Did you know that? Are you aware of that? See, anything that we have treasured, we have loved, we have formed bonds with, anything that's decent, anything that's good, anything that is, you know, innocent, they have corrupted to no end. And when it comes to your pets, a lot of reasons why your pets are sick and dying, and they're dying at a younger age. They're not living as long as they once did. It's because of the fact you went and had your animals vaccinated. Now, some of you are going to say to me, well, they made it law that I vaccinate my dog or my cat. The interesting thing about all this is this. If I had a pet, I don't have a pet. The reason why I don't have a pet, because I do not have time for pets. Pets are like children. They have to be there. You have to be with these animals all the time. They're a part of you. They're attached to you. And they're just like having kids. My life has no room for that. If I had a pet, the pet would die through negligence. Anyway, But those of you who do have pets, I do understand. Again, I got friends of mine all around me here that I help them with their animals. I help them with their animals. I help them, you know, help. Oops, hold on. I help them with their animals in the recovery. Wait a second here. Of course. I had an accident here. I dropped my mic. Anyway, so we gotta give me 1 second. Anyway, what the hell, you little bugger? Lose my mouse. Or lose my. What the heck happened? Oh, let's see here. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, what do you know? I have no keyboard. Okay, so I'll try to do this, try to wing this. For break. What they've done with the animals and what they've done with, with your pets is they've hijacked them with vaccines. Now, it makes no sense really to have your animals vaccinated if you don't go outside. But this is what they've done now. So a lot of you are sleeping with your pets. And so you may want to reevaluate that aspect, because if your pets should release whatever is in them that they vaccinated, you can now be infected because of what your pet releases. That's the unfortunate reality. That's the way it is. It's what they've done. And this is how they're rolling. And they've got you basically in a position where you can now be compromised. I want that idea. Okay. So anyway, one of the vaccines is the canine circle virus. It is one of the shots to give these animals. Now, this is the other thing I'm going to talk about, because I think you all need to hear this as well. Some of you are buying pets from places that are very scrupulous. And I've worked with animals, I've worked with people who've had the pets. You know, it's not my forte, but this is what I've been, I guess, drafted to do these days. Anyway, some of these animals that you're buying, and I have to tell you, have been genetically engineered to cost you money because of these vaccines. You got canine coronavirus, you got porcine circle virus, and they're pumping these live viruses, they're pumping in these live parasites into the pets. And this is what's going on. So when you're buying a pet as well, do not get caught up or signing any kind of contract with whoever you're buying the dog from or a cat that gives the breeder or whatever the right to stop you from putting your pets down. Because some of these animals have become so damaged genetically that it's just going to cost you a massive, massive fortune. And if you don't have a lot of money to begin with, okay, don't go buying a dog for $3,000 or $4,000 because they're so cute or whatever. Research the breed before you buy them. I had one person that spent over $30,000 on a dog that finally died anyway. It kept crapping blood, it kept having diarrhea, and no matter what we gave that animal, within 3 weeks it went right back to whatever condition it had. It took me a while to figure it out because a lot of the same remedies I'd given other people who had pets, it restored the dog or the cat. Then it dawned on me that this dog was bred to be a problem child. I've had cats with cancer that came back from the dead with the remedies that we've given. And I've had dogs that have survived certain things as well. But this, with some of these animals, like I said, you really must look at some of these animals. This one dog was, I think it was like a poodle or Shih Tzu Terror, yeah, something like that. I have seen the Shih Tzu poodles. Once they break down, there's no fixing them. If you buy these animals and they're already compromised in the intestinal tract, they're already compromised in the digestive system, take them back to the breeder immediately and get a refund. There are a lot of scrupulous people out there that do not give a rat's backside about you. All they care about is getting that $3,000 check. You sign the waiver on the right to put the animal down. Because if they take the animal back, they'll resell the animal. This is going on. Okay, I heard it this week. I got friends of mine who are pet lovers. Somebody that related to them bought a pet, and it's become a disaster. And I told told my friend there that I have worked with that kind of dog. Doesn't matter what you give the dog, whether you use traditional pharmaceutical or alternative, they don't heal. It's just the way they've been genetically designed. You may find it's becoming more prevalent. A lot of animals that you are getting that that normally live between 16 and 20 years, they're not even making it that far anymore. They're not even making it to 12 years old. And a lot of it has to do with the environment, the epigenetics. You have to understand, if we are being infected or afflicted with the epigenetics, so are your pets. So are your animals. We're talking about insects and bugs and different things in nature, birds and sparrows and all these other things. These animals are mutating as well. They're eating whatever pesticide that they're eating. Let's say a spider gets a grasshopper that just got done eating the leaf of a GMO corn in a field, and he gets trapped in the web, and the spider bites into the insect's neck to draw the blood. The blood then can kill both the grasshoppers dead anyway from the chemicals, but if the spider gets them, he's dead for sure. And then when the spider drinks the blood from the grasshopper, now it too becomes infected. And this is causing a genetic mutation in the insect world. Same with ants, and same with any other scavenger insect that's out there, even with the bees. So before, when a garden spider would bite you, might leave a little bit of a welt. You can clear it up with iodine or alcohol, and you're good. Now, I had somebody send me a picture of a spider bite where the bite had started to cause the skin to break down, causing the skin to become, the enzymes in the skin, saliva, had started to cause skin deterioration. And these are not brown recluse. Brown recluse is known to do this because they have such a poisonous bite. Your mosquitoes are not even mosquitoes. These are lab-created monstrosities. So when we're looking at, how we have to perceive things today, Even your pets. Your pets are running outside. They get stung by a wasp. They get stung by a black jacket. You know, they get a flea or fly bite. Horsefly bites them. Changes the whole dynamic. The pet gets really sick because he got bit by a bug. It may have mutated. Some of you have gotten a negative reaction. I'd like to say someone sent me a spider bite from just a regular garden spider. Some of you may be getting bit by other bugs, and you're having a violent reaction to whatever bit you. That's why. The epigenetics of what's going on and the continued corruption of the planet is altering the genetic genome of everything on the planet. So you have to start thinking in these terms. In order to defend yourself today, when you go outside, the clothing you wear and the things that you can use to repel frequencies, repel insects, whatever, is going to go a long way and cause you to have some sort of peace of mind. Now, what I'm saying may sound crazy, but the planet has now been hijacked, sabotaged, to undermine everybody on the planet. Take you out one way or another. Whether you're drinking the water, eating the food, wearing a cosmetic, using a hygienic product, using a soap or detergent, shopping in the grocery store, getting hit with blue beam frequencies, facial recognition frequencies. You know, it's one thing after another. And then financially, tapping your finances so that you're spending money on insurances and interest and all kinds of things, rather than taking that money and developing the things you need to develop in order to protect you from the assault that you're being assaulted with. It's pretty bad when the military can come out now and tell you that they can now control you or they can program you through the cell phone. It's a pretty sad state of affairs when the scientists are saying they can now hit your brain with some sort of sonics to control the way you think or to program your brain. When we're looking in all the things that are going on today, the vaccines. You know, we always hear the Holocaust, right? We always hear that term, the Holocaust, the Holocaust, oh, the Holocaust. And when we think about the Holocaust, we think about Hebrew people back in the Second World War that were slaughtered in a POW camp, right? That's what we think. But really, we should be thinking about vaccine Holocaust, because the vaccines is going to cause a Holocaust on a grand scale so huge and so immense, it's going to be mind-boggling. When you're looking at the vaccines, and they're pushing the vaccines, you know, we've all read the Bible verse, you know, that everyone will have to wear a mark. Anyone that doesn't wear a mark won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. We all read that, right? Doesn't matter what you believe or what you think or what your ideology is. We've all read that. But look on your left arm. Your left arm has a mark. The future vaccines are going to be all on the right side. Just you watch. And the vaccines that they're going to be pumping into people on the right side are going to have a direct access to the brain. So when that happens, you're going to be directly connected to artificial intelligence. And they are already showing you this on the videos. I put up a video in the chat room by Dust. It's called Connected. Go watch it when you can. Connected will show you what that really is all about. And the rhetoric and the propaganda of being connected. Just trying to see what else I got here real quick. What they're showing you in that YouTube video is not what's coming in the future. That's not the future. That is today, right now. They're already talking about connecting you with a neural link. They're already talking about connecting you with a chip. They're already talking about connecting you with an artificial network. They've already put nanobots and nanobiology and synthetic biology already in your body. They've already broken down the human condition so that you can now be more readily accessed by artificial intelligence, be connected to the network. This whole game is about connecting mankind to a machine. Okay, and this is not coming. It's here. Why do you think, honestly, we are not carrying anything? Why do you think they're forcing a vaccination protocol on people, and they're going to tell you that your religious exemptions are not going to hold water? Doesn't matter if you believe in Judaism, doesn't matter if you believe in Islam, doesn't matter if you believe in Christianity. Matter of fact, if you're a Christian, they're going to just basically force you to, against your will anyway. May not be a bad idea if you're a Christian that you really form closer connections with other Christians, those who have courage, those who have faith. I don't mean some BS thing about believing God is going to give me, if I give him God a dollar, I mean faith. Holding your ground, taking a stand, and basically having a Chuck E. Farley attitude when it comes to doing the wrong thing, I'm not giving in. Forming more perfect union so that whatever the early church did in regarding to forming a community where they shared everything in common, that will be how Christians will survive. This will also be applicable to Muslims. This will also be applicable to the people who are of the Hebrew faith who believe in Judaism. If you think you're going to go at it alone, you can kiss your backside goodbye. Oh, I think I hear music. Are you music? I do. Okay, come on back and we will continue the show. We're back on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantoresco, and you're listening to The Remedy. Let me talk more about what's coming down the pipe that's already here. See, we look at television from a perspective of entertainment. I look at science fiction from a perspective of documentary. As I stated before, we do not get the truth in a democracy. What we get is bullshit most of the time. Politicians telling us they're doing something, they're doing nothing. People, ministers preaching some kind of gospel message that keeps you in a state of stupid and you don't know what's up and down. And anything else out there that is just basically misleads and misguides you to whatever nonsense that they keep you in a state of disinformation. Keep in a state of complacency. And when you look at these things, I just sent you something on dust where you're connected. Another one I was looking at, hold on, where'd it go? It's called Captivity. I'll put the link in. Anyway, Captivity is an interesting take on a scenario in time where mankind has advanced or appears to advance. In other words, its advancements have been in regarding to it being more connected to artificial intelligence. Anyway, which is not an advancement. In reality, it's the opposite. It's a de-evolution. Anyway, in their captivity, the scenario happens where this guy is there doing his thing, and he's happy. He's being fed. He's being entertained. He's Jack. Oh, the keyboard's out. Has been completely made to feel whatever he's feeling. Anyway, he doesn't want to leave his, he's completely complacent. They bring him a young woman for him to mate with. She wants nothing to do with him or his wife. And as a result, the scenario begins. But when you look at that scenario, that's how they have seduced mankind. Through entertainment, through certain types of food, sex if it's available, entertainment, shelter. And in all that, nothing but property. You have no autonomy. You can't even say no to having your pets vaccinated. Now, what kind of horse hockey is that? Now, this is my take on it. If you've got a pet and you paid for that pet, and you don't want to vaccinate that pet, you should have the right to say no. And you should be able to tell these people to kiss your backside where it's the darkest. It may sound a little crude, but that's the way it rolls. They didn't pay for that pet. They're not going to take care of that pet. All they're doing is grabbing money from you, giving you the assumption that they have some kind of authority. The only authority that's out there is the one you surrender to. These agencies are forcing this nonsense to collect, to make money on an ignorant population. You should be able to tell them to kiss your backside and take a long walk off a short dock. But the problem with all this is nobody is doing this. And if you've had a pet that's been violated by vaccines that have live culture and they're sick all the time, you might want to form a group where you can take these bastards to court and sue the living stuff out of them. That's what needs to be done. Let's have no regulation on them. The institution that regulates pet ownership has no authority either. If you tell them no, they can't do nothing about it. They're not any kind of law enforcement. But the problem is everybody's assuming you're going to get in trouble. No, you're not going to get in trouble. You're going to have a little discomfort. But at least you preserve your rights. Every time you allow them to literally crap on your hand, eventually they're just going to crap all over you. That's the way it rolls. Now, you're going to have a lot of people convinced that these vaccines do something for your pets. They do jack diddly. No vaccine has ever been proven to work. None. You will not find any information anywhere online or in the medical field that validates that they have actually cured anything. They have never cured anything. So, now, we're being violated again. Another Trojan horse. With a cell phone. Now imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine your brain being hardwired to an AI network. Imagine that. Your brain is being hardwired to an AI network because that's where it's going. That's what they're talking about right now. Hardwiring people to the AI network. Now under this, a whole new set of regulations and parameters have to be developed as far as what it means to be legally free, to have legal privacy. Because as it stands right now, there are no rights in this system. Zero. Nothing. They can jack you in, and all you are is a goyim. That's all you are, is a goyim. It's a term meaning less than life. Manure has more use than you. That's what it means. And that's what they want. That's how they look at you, and that's how they're treating you. And you know why they're doing that? You know why they're treating you that way? Because they have absolutely no opposition to say no. Nothing. If I ever heard someone use that term on me, we would have more than a set of words going on there. Someone's foot would be going to somebody's backside, I assure you. I would be turning the other cheek, literally. It would be theirs. But Jesus wasn't specific whose cheek to turn. He just said, when you get struck, hit the other, turn the other cheek. He didn't mention which one either. I know that's a bit of a stretch. I can just hear now the minister down in Texas rolling her eyes and shaking her head. But he wasn't specific. My point is this, too. This is the reality. They want to jack you into a machine and take away all forms of autonomy away from you. And you know what? The way it's going, it's not going to be hard to do. Josie, when you think about a remote control on your television or your stereo, when you hit the on button on your remote control, you turn the TV on. When you hit the volume switch on the remote control, it can increase or decrease your volume. If you want more bass, you can hit the bass button and increase your bass. If you want more treble, you can hit the treble button and get more treble. If you hit the button to turn the channel, it'll turn the channel. That's all done through frequency. Well, you're an antenna. And all it takes is for that phone to access you like an antenna and do all kinds of wonderful things to your head. Get you believing things that don't exist, get you all anxious and worried about things that, again, won't happen, Put you in a state of fear. Keep you in a state of stress. And all it takes is a remote control. And you carry that remote control wherever you go. It's a form of spyware. No matter where you go with that phone has access to you and it knows where you are. That phone can even tell you the temperature around you, can give a location where you are, can even read your thoughts how'd you put it? Lack of better terms, it can read the chemistry in your brain. We're not living in a simple world anymore. They gave us these toys. Yeah, I got the link there for you too there, Joseph. If you go on my site, if you go up above, I put a bunch of links in there and I'll put them on the Podbean later. You are nothing but a remote access point. That's all you are. When you look at the Bible, when Cain killed Abel, if you read that text, the blood spoke to God. The blood spoke to God. God said, I hear from, I forget the exact quotation, but the blood spoke to God, meaning that the DNA sent the frequency to God, and God read the frequency and knew how he died. You're no different. You're a DNA hardwired antenna. And all it takes is for me to access your DNA, and I can turn you on, turn you off, turn you in, and turn you out. It doesn't sound correct, but that's, you get what I mean. When you're looking at, what I got here. When you're looking at the tech today, none of it is innocent. It's all designed to hijack you. It's all designed to access you. It's all designed to control you. It's all designed, here, I'll give you this one too, this is going to be good. Not only do they want you to be I can't copy this stupid thing. Not only do they don't want you to be, they want you to connect with the AI network, they want your information in the cloud, literally. Oh. Get it back. Let's see here. Give me a second. Trying to find something here for you. Well, that should just work. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to try something here. Oh, it worked. Okay, cool. All right, there's a link there for you about putting your information from your head into the cloud. The cloud is all around you. Tony, what's your take on the first website being CERN? I do not understand your question. What do you mean by that? Squirrel, we're going past that whole communitarian thing. The AI network is going to take away all your rights, period. Your intellectual property, you are going to be considered intellectual property that's going to be part of the AI network. You're not going to have even a community type rights. That whole community, one for all for one nonsense, that's not even going to exist. Basically, once they jack you in, you belong to them. You are the property of that AI network. You know, what we've been being, how would you put it, prepared for is the ultimate assimilation into a machine. When they brought artificial intelligence online, they didn't just bring that online. They did more, way more. And when we're talking being connected, literally, the whole transhuman nonsense is about putting Goyim into a machine so now they can control the Goyim better. That's what that's all about. And that may sound hard, but that's what it is. Because they don't see you of any value other than a work, a beast of burden. And if you do have any kind of intellect, they can now download that into the AI system, and now you are under the control of artificial intelligence. That's the world we are in right now. And it's evolving extremely rapidly. Well, it can be depressing and it can be scary, I gotta admit it. There are days where I look at it and I speak in tongues and not godly ones. But I look at it this way too. It's just when we see all this, there are no more illusions about this planet. None. There's no illusions about whatever distraction that may keep you here. When you see that hard reality of what is here, it just says, you know what? I don't want to be here anyway. I'm ready to leave this crap hole and move on to the next level. I believe we go home. This isn't our home. This is our vexation. Good word, vexation. This is all about, you know, and like I said, when this started out with the nano and the nanobiology, the synthetic biology, that was just the tip of the iceberg. This is how they got the tech inside of everybody and how they got it to network. Now we're at the stage of being integrated with devices. They're talking that all the time. You know, when you are having to use your phone for every little thing out there, it is assimilating you by the moment. Where you have to use the phone to tell you whether or not you should be eating or not, that's something wrong there. When a phone asks us to give you a schedule, you gotta wake up, go have breakfast, go on your exercise bike, ride for 15 minutes, get off your bike, grab a shower, put your clothes on, call a cab, call a bus, get in your car, drive off to work, you know, take this route, take that route, park the car over here, hop in the elevator, and when a machine has to tell you how to do all that, you become a redundancy. You know, we're looking now today at the either you're going to be assimilated or annihilated. When I talk about health and telling you about how to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, your genetic code, your chromosomes, your ATP production, your enzymes, antioxidants, that's just for your house, the house you live in. When you go outside, you need to wear yellow lenses. You need to wear some kind of shielding under your clothing. You need to wear grounding straps. You need to start thinking in terms of wearing some kind of body armor when you go outside, because that is how bad it is right now. Street lights are emitting 5G. You walk in any kind of box store chain or mall, and you're getting hit with facial recognition program, blue beam technology entering your eyes. You know, you gotta start thinking that there are things ongoing right now that's trying to turn you into a drone. You know, you have to start thinking in terms of, I'm outside driving the car and the guy's coming at me with blue beams. Streetlights are loaded with blue beams. You know, we we are in a war. A war for everything. Your DNA, your body, mind, and soul. So when you go outside, no matter how ridiculous things may sound, take a look around you. Take a walk on the wild side and open your eyes. Take a hard look. If you're in your 60s, when you see those lines in the sky, do you really seriously think those are condensation trails? You remember what a condensation trail looked like when you were 12 years old? Does it look like that? When we're talking about eating organics, when you see all these spots and dots and blotches all over your food, we haven't eaten an organic anything for 60 years unless you grew it yourself. So I know you did a bit of trucking. What do you reckon about CB Radio? It's on the lower band. I don't think it's going to affect you that much. I mean, it is constantly hitting your body. I think your cell phone that you carry with you will probably be more damaging and definitely more damaging and more dangerous to you. Unless you got your cell phone shielded, you may have a combination of the frequencies hitting you, maybe doing something. Like I said, I'd have to really look into that to see what bandwidth that's on. If the bandwidth is low enough, it shouldn't make a difference. Yeah, it's the activation aspect of it. So I would have a CB in the house. If the phones go down, the internet goes down, you can maybe even turn that CB into a shortwave. A shortwave will keep it connected, and maybe some other people might be awake. Because you know all the deadheads will be all glued to their phone, and the phone won't be working. Can you imagine the withdrawal? Oh, my phone, my gosh, it's not working. Oh! A lot of people will be crapping their pants that day. Speaking of which, maybe this day we might support the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, giving your support, help them any way you can. You got www.minds.com/Brian396. You got Intermac at the YouTube channel. You got geoengineering.org. You got augmentinforce.com. You got Herbs Plus Beadworks on the YouTube channel. Go check out these places. Support everybody and anybody you can. Give them your support. Help them any way you can so that they can continue telling you the truth and possibly give you a solution that may one day save your life. I also do consultations as well. Feel free to give me a shout, 519-977-5351, or you can email me at independence@yahoo.com. If you go on my Augment and Force site, there's a catalog link. If you're interested in the bucket, pails, flash drive, books, or some old-fashioned remedies, give me a shout. We'll make some connections, let me know where you're at, and we'll go from there. Again, 519-977-5351. Or independence@yahoo.com. Gotta understand something. We're getting hit with a ton of frequencies. We're not just getting hit with one or two. We're still getting hit with frequencies that we got hit with way back in the day. So consider what's being said here in regard to frequencies. None of them are safe. They're all dangerous. And they all, when they're combined, they can cause more havoc. You know, they can cause more havoc. The concept today about your rights, your intellectual rights, is going to go right down to the brain, your brain and what's in it. And once it's uploaded into an AI system, now who has the legal rights to that information? And again, the way things are regulated, you will lose access and your rights to the information from your brain to an AI network. It's always been that way. You won't be able to use your own information that you acquired in your brain without the permission from artificial intelligence. That's today, now, not tomorrow. And it's already being implemented because you're already seeing slight changes going on in the environment. Everyone called it the Mandela effect. That's all horse hockey. That's the AI system shifting things. All right, we'll see you Thursday. Till then, look at those links, study, get caught up. Talk to you then.
Start a business or to build a place for one on land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper, so your life can be continued.